please, to help me again, I would ask your attention to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Friends, how short we come in these things, in serving our God. We are to take up our cross and follow him. What is your cross and my cross? Are there not those things that are pleasing to the flesh and hinder the Spirit's work in our hearts? Are there not? Is there not the lusts of our heart, the lusts of our flesh, the lusts of our eyes? Oh, friends, we are to deny ourselves. It says so in this verse. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We are to deny ourselves of those things that we love. That is, those things that are of the flesh, those things that are carnal, those things that are sinful. The Lord knows what they are, and so does Satan. And so does you and I. Friends, these things, they come between us and our God. They cause us sometimes to follow afar off. Because we feel the guilt of those things. They come between us and our God. Friends, Satan would have them come between us and our God. And he would have us feel the guilt of them. And he would have us to keep away from the Lord because of our sin and guilt. He would have us to hold back and say, how can I come like this? He would have us wait till we're better. But it does not work like that. We find we don't get better. We find we can't stop sinning. We're powerless. But friends, we are to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. We're to follow him, not Satan. We're not to listen to Satan. We're to listen to God's word. Deny ourselves. What a solemn thing, friends. If we don't deny ourselves, what will be the end? Look at the man that prospered in business, who pulled down his barns and built greater. That's all he was thinking about. Prosperity, riches, enjoyment. He never took into consideration eternity. He never denied himself. He never sought God first. He achieved what he wanted to do. And then the Lord came and he spoke to him and he said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and then whose shall these things be? What a solemn end. Solemn end. How we need to be delivered from this spirit, this spirit of covetousness, this spirit of the world, this spirit that is in our carnal hearts. Friends, you and I are no better than the worldling, not one scrap better, not when we're left to ourselves. Paul knew it. He knew it. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Do you and I know anything of that? Friends, I'm sure there are those of us know more and more of this the older we get. The older we get, the more wretched we seem to get and feel. The older we get, the more emptiness and the poverty do we feel. We are to deny ourselves and take up our cross. All those things that are laid upon us, that Paul had a thorn in the flesh, it was a cross. He had to carry it. He wanted to get rid of it. We're no different, are we? We want to get rid of our crosses. We want to get rid of our burdens, our thorns in the flesh. Many things we don't understand. Many things we don't understand in providence and in grace. But friends, there is a pathway to be walked out, and it's going to be, and it can't be any other way when we are rightly exercised, it's going to be looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. The way will be rough, it will be rugged, it will be full of tribulations and afflictions. But we're to take up those things, and we're to deny ourselves, and we're to follow Him. Follow Him. What is it to follow Him? Friends, our Jesus set the pattern here below. He walked humbly in love before His Father, doing His Father's will. Him, Jesus, and His Father were one. They were one. And friends, His children and Jesus are one. You and I may think upon this sometimes. How can it be possible? How can we be one? Friends, we can only be one when Jesus is looked upon, when Jesus is leaned upon, when Jesus is trusted. He is trusted with our lives. Our Jesus, He loves His children, He loves His sheep. They're one with Him. He leads them in His paths. He saves them from their sins. He has died and suffered for them. And He is risen again. He is in glory above. And friends, those that are His, they will die. But they will rise again. And they will enter glory to be forever with Him, forever and ever. A poor sinner saved by grace. Ah, friends, we may well say, however shall this poor soul of mine be saved at last? However can it? I'm so wretched, so vile. It is by grace ye are saved, through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Friends, oh, to have a real religion, a Holy Ghost religion. It is all of grace, from the beginning to the end. It doesn't depend on you and I. It doesn't depend on our obedience to Him. It doesn't depend upon our walk. It doesn't depend upon us one bit. It's all of grace. But friends, if we are saved by His grace, we'll not be strangers to Him. we shall love him. We shall mourn over our sin and our failings, and we will love him. Oh, friends, to walk in these paths, to deny ourselves, take up his cross, our cross, and follow him. And follow him. Friends, think of the cross of Jesus. Think of the pathway that he walked in. Think how he was persecuted, hated, spit upon, falsely accused, but he answered not a word. That's the pathway, friends, you and I have got to walk in. Very humiliating to the flesh. The flesh says, why should I? The flesh would fight. The flesh would resist. The flesh would justify itself, but he answered not a word, and he had done nothing amiss, nothing amiss. Oh, friends, what a narrow pathway is set before his children. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Oh, the many, many, many hindrances that are in our pathways, the stumbling blocks, the temptations of the devil, the unbelief of our hearts, the weakness of our hearts. All these are some of the many stumbling blocks that are before us in our way. But we are to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. We are to realize, like the hymn writer says, all our times are in his hands and all events at thy command. Have you got an enemy? Persecutes you? Friends, there will be from time to time. He answered not a word. We are to follow that advice, that example. Answer not a word. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. He will deal with those things. What does the Lord say regarding his dear children? He that touches you touches the apple of mine eye. Friends, such is the love and the unity that exists between Jesus and his children. We might find it very hard to believe that Jesus could so love us. But he does. Yes, he does, if we're his children, if we're born again, if our names are written in his book, if he shed his blood for us, friends, he loves us. And he that touches us, touches the apple of his eye. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Friends, there have been times, no doubt, with you and as with me, when we've been absolutely amazed at some of the Lord's dear children in the pathway they are walking in. I think of one in particular up the north where I go, a dear woman, and she is sorely afflicted. She still gets to the house of God once on the Sabbath day in a wheelchair. She'd be there twice if she could get there, but she can't. It's impossible. She's in a home. She's not able to feed or drink. She's fed through a tube into her stomach. She cannot speak, only mumble a few words which are hard to be understood. Friends, that dear woman she has said she wouldn't swap with anyone else. No one else would she swap with. Why? Because I believe she's wrapped up in that bundle of love with Jesus. She takes up her cross. She denies herself. She follows him. What a blessed example. I believe it's 20 years now she's walked in that pathway. She was all right. But she's walked in that path all those years. And she wouldn't swap with another. No one's heard her complain. Oh, friends, how short some of us come who have perhaps small tribulations in comparison and afflictions in comparison with hers. Yet, friends, can we say we've never murmured? Can we say we wouldn't swap with anybody else? Can we say the will of the Lord be done, thy will be done? Ah, friends, oh, to have that grace, that we might walk in that pathway in love and humility, or that we might be enabled to commit ourselves and everything into his blessed hands. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross follow me. Oh, friends, there are many things that are laid upon his children, but it is in love, it's God's love. Oh, how wonderful it is when we can see it and feel it and accept it. Accept it in love from the Lord. It's only as the dear Lord is pleased to give us grace in these things that we can bow before him and say, thy will be done. We might wonder why the Lord so deals with us. But he makes no mistakes, friends. And what do we read? What does the hymn writer say? Once in him, forever, whatever may come, whatever trial, whatever affliction, whether it be short or whether it be many years, it will not wear out. That is the love of God. As I've already said, that dear woman after 20 years can still say she wouldn't swap with anybody. Oh, the love of Christ is past finding out. And friends, you might wonder why one has to walk in such paths. But friends, I believe these things are a voice to many. I believe these things are used sometimes to humble others, to make them realize that their pathway is such a small pathway in compared with theirs. Their sufferings are so small compared with theirs. And thus, we are humbled. We are brought to confess before our God that he has done all things well. Oh, we may not often come there, friends, but the children of God do come there sometimes into that beautiful hymn, My Jesus hath done all things well. All things well. Oh, the love of God to his dear children. It is past finding out. Oh, how we desire to know that same love. How we desire to for that grace that we might endure unto the end. Unto the end. Oh, how we need it, friends. If I know anything about this pathway, we need more and more grace as we journey along. We need more and more help as we journey along. It seems the afflictions and the tribulations get greater. it does with that dear woman that I have spoken to you of. I've seen in a few years a considerable deterioration in her health. When I first knew her, she was able to eat through the mouth, but no longer is she able. Oh, friend, oh, that we might be enabled to pray for one another, to pray for his dear children, for his afflicted ones. I love to see that dear woman at that chapel. Her son is there. He's a man you would not perhaps expect to find humility. I say this rightly, for he is a policeman. I'm not suggesting that all policemen are hard. They're not. But, oh, the humility I've seen in that dear man. There's a taking up, a denying of oneself and a taking up of the cross. Gets his mother to the chapel when he can. It's generally most Sundays. You might say, well, how can he do it every Sunday? There's Sunday duties. Friends, for the most part, the Lord makes his workmates willing to take his shift. The Lord honors them that honor him. We are to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. And friends, I know this, I'm sure of this. It'll go a lot easier with you and I when we are able to take it up and follow him. When we are able to say, "Thy will be done." We may have to pray much. We will have to pray much that the Lord would grant to us help and strength and humility. Yes, it's not easy to the flesh, but friends, to know that love of God, to know the love of God, we said this morning, I say it again now, all things work together for good to them that love God. And friends, if you love God, if I love God, then he loves us. Else we would never love him. He first loved us. He shed his love abroad in our hearts. He came. He melted our hearts. Oh, that we could know more of these things. The love of God in our hearts. Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Oh, friends, to be found following him, follow me, the Lord says. I believe in effect, he says it to all his dear children. And there are those. In fact, I believe sooner or later all those that are his and are called will leave all and follow him. How is it possible to leave all and follow him? It is when the dear Lord comes, and he'll do it little by little, and he will wean us from this world. He'll wean us from this world. Ah, friends, oh, to be weaned from this world, to know the love of Christ in our hearts. Ah, my Jesus hath done all things well. Oh, to know this in our hearts, the love of God. Follow him. Oh, to follow him. Follow the Lord whithersoever he goes. Yes. That dear afflicted woman still follows the Lord after so many years. And so will you and I, if we're his children. We shall follow. Whatever trials, whatever tribulations, whatever afflictions, it would, there would be the one thing needful to have Jesus, to know him, to be with him. Oh, that we might be so taught of the Lord. This, friends, I believe, is to be a Holy Ghost religion, a religion that is of God, and it will get us to heaven at last. Well, friends, may the Lord bless these two things. For his dear name's sake. Amen. salvation is all of Christ. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bring us each to that blessed place where we might be submissive to thy holy will, to suffer whatever thou dost call us to suffer in. And may we be given that grace to say, thy will be done. Oh, do forgive, Lord, anything thou hast seen amiss. Make up where we have failed, but do bless that which has been of thee. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each, now and for evermore.